Mickey Mouse was a mean horse. He kicked other horses and was always getting into trouble. "I got me an ornery pony," Soda'd tell him, rubbing his neck. "How come you're so mean, Mickey Mouse?" Mickey Mouse would just chew on his sleeve and sometimes nip him, but not hard. He may have belonged to another guy, but he was Soda's horse.
"Does Soda still have him?"
Cherry asked. "He got sold," I said. "They came and got him one day and took him off. He was a real valuable horse. Pure quarter." She didn't say anything else, and I was glad. I couldn't tell her that Soda had bawled all night long after they came and got Mickey Mouse. I had cried, too, if you want to know the truth, because Soda never really wanted anything except a horse, and he'd lost his. Soda had been 12 then, going on 13. He never let on to Mom and Dad how he felt, though, because we never had enough money, and usually we had a hard time making ends meet. When you're 13 in our neighborhood, you know the score. I kept saving my money for a year, thinking that someday I could buy Mickey Mouse back for Soda. You're not so smart at 10.
"You read a lot, don't you, Pony Boy?"
Cherry asked.
I was startled.
"Yeah, why?" She kind of shrugged. "I could just tell. I bet you watch sunsets, too."
She was quiet for a minute after I nodded.
"I used to watch them, too, before I got so busy."
I pictured that, or tried to.
Maybe Cherry stood still and watched the sunset while she was supposed to be taking the garbage out. Stood there and watched and forgot everything else until her big brother screamed at her to hurry up. I shook my head. It seemed funny to me that the sunset she saw from her patio and the one I saw from the back steps was the same one. Maybe the two different worlds we lived in weren't so different. We saw the same sunset.
Marcia suddenly gasped.
"Cherry, look what's coming."
We all looked and saw a blue Mustang coming down the street. Johnny made a small noise in his throat, and when I looked at him, he was white. Marcia was shifting nervously.
"What are we going to do?"
Cherry bit a fingernail.
"Stand here," she said. "There isn't much else we can do."
"Who is it?"
Two-Bit asked.
"The FBI?"
"No," Cherry said bleakly. "It's Randy and Bob."
"And,"
Two-Bit added grimly,
"a few other of the socially elite checkered shirt set."
"Your boyfriends?" Johnny's voice was steady, but standing close to him as I was, I could see he was trembling. I wondered why. Johnny was a nervous wreck, but he never was that jumpy. Cherry started walking down the street.
"Maybe they won't see us. Act normal."
"Who's acting?"
Two-Bit grinned.
"I'm a natural normal."
"Wish it was the other way around," I muttered, and Two-Bit said,
"Don't get mouthy, Pony Boy."
The Mustang passed us slowly and went right on by. Marcia sighed in relief.
"That was close."
Cherry turned to me,